Florida mom pleads guilty to 2018 murder of 2-year-old son. By Amy Furr on October 13, 2020. A woman accused of murdering her toddler son in 2018 and burying him in a shallow grave in Largo, Florida, pled guilty this week. During a Tuesday hearing, Cherise Stinson pled guilty to second-degree murder and filing a false report to officers. Stinson was facing first-degree murder charges. Fox 13 reported, adding that the judge sentenced her to 50 years in prison. In 2018, Stinson initially told authorities her son, Jordan Bellavo, had been abducted before admitting she hit him and left him in the woods, according to Breitbart News. She reportedly told Largo police that Jordan sustained an unexplained serious injury to his leg and an injury to his face after she hit him with the back of her hand out of frustration. Authorities said the blow caused the boy to hit his head against a wall, which later resulted in multiple seizures throughout the evening. The Breitbart News report from September 2018 continued. Detectives say as Bellavo's health began to decline, his mother carried him to a wooded area and then abandoned him. Police discovered Bellavo's body Tuesday, although it is unclear whether he was alive when Stinson abandoned him. When authorities initially questioned Stinson, she told them that a man named Antoine offered to give her and her son a ride before he knocked her unconscious with a blow to the face. She added that the man left with the boy when she woke up in the woods several hours later. Authorities canceled an Amber Alert after the child's body was found in a wooded area. In addition to her 50-year prison sentence, Stinson will pay the Largo Police Department $27,900, according to WTSP. This concludes a Largo Police Department case that has touched the lives of many throughout our region. The sentence was the result of a plea agreement among Ms. Stinson, her attorney, and the Office of the State Attorney, the department said in a recent statement. Stinson also faces a charge of providing false information to a law enforcement agency during an investigation and a charge of aggravated child abuse, the WTSP report said.